This episode is sponsored by Stuart Arango Oral Surgery. Learn more at saoralsurgeons.com. And Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency. Learn more at kathylwall.com. And KidBiz and The Biz. To learn more, visit kidbizusa.com. Welcome to The Bubble Lounge. I'm Martha Jackson.
And I'm Nellie Shudo.
And it's the day after Thanksgiving. It's Black Friday. It's game day. It's shopping day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a day for everything, right?
That's why we're here early, so we can go shop.
So we wanted to start with telling you about our anniversary party. We're celebrating 5 years at The Bubble Lounge podcast, and we want you there to celebrate with us.
We do. It's going to be such a fun party, and we're calling it man-friendly, right?
That's what I've been telling people. It's on November 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the new location of Pinto Ranch. They are no longer in North Park Mall. They're at Preston Royal over there near Central Market, and it's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, and let's discuss why it's so man-friendly.
Well, their new space is, it's very...
Woody.
Yes, and yeah. Western. It's a beautiful, beautiful store, and they have clothing for men, of course, clothing for women too, boots, men and women. I believe they're going to have a shoe shiner, and then they have a bourbon bar.
Okay, the bourbon bar and the shoe shining. My husband is always looking for a shoe shiner. Like, if I'm in an airport and I can't find him, he's found some guy who's shining his shoes.
Yeah, well, a lot of men like to do that.
Yes.
But here's another fun thing that they're going to have for both men and women is Topped Hats is going to be there and doing custom hats for you guys. You can even bring your current hat in. You don't have to buy a new hat there. And they can put on new hat bands and feathers and brand it with your initials and anything that you want.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. It's gonna be such a fun party, and it's around the holidays, which is great because I think people are ready for parties now.
Right.
Don't you think?
Sure. Yes, I think so. I think it's time to do it. But we may have door prizes. I haven't received confirmation, but they have some pretty cool ones that they could possibly be giving to us. And Scout and Cellar is going to be providing the wine, the sparkling wine that night. And it's going to be fun. We'd love for you to come, bring a friend. And again, like Nellie said, we're really encouraging the men to come. Free food and drinks. Why wouldn't you come?
Exactly. Yes, they're going to have good appetizers. So come one, come all.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I guess the big news today for Highland Park is we are going to the regional semifinals. We made it past the second round last Friday, and it was such an amazing game, Nellie. I mean, it was so exciting. I was right there on the field the whole time. I meant to go sit in my seats at some point in time, but it was just too exciting not to be out there the whole time.
Well, and let's tell everybody who doesn't know, they moved to a new division, to 6A from 5A?
Yes, they're 6A now, and they made history by advancing past the second round. That's the first time they've ever gotten this far while playing a 6A team.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good league, correct?
There is talk that they're going to be kind of revamping 5A, 6A, and we could possibly be going back to 5A. But for now, we're in 6A, and the competition is tough.
Well, our street, your street, but I'm one block down, is very festive, and everybody has a yellow ribbon on their trees.
I love that. Yeah, when you drive around the neighborhood, there's a lot of yellow ribbons out there just to show support for the Scots.
Exactly. So I heard, Martha, that was a super close game.
It was. We were down considerably at halftime. And everyone knows Scotties find a way. That's our saying. And after halftime, you could just feel the energy when they came back on the field. I could tell they were about to turn it around, and they did it. And so literally, we were behind. There was 2 seconds left in the game, and Nicholas Regas kicked a field goal and did that winning point. It was 22-21, and we won.
Oh, my God. That's a very close score.
It was so exciting. But today at 3:30, we're playing South Lake Carroll, which, again, is going to be a very, very intense game. Highland Park is not favored to win, nor were they against McKinney last week. But that seems to be kind of the fuel to their fire when they're not favored, just to kind of bring it on and show everyone what they're about.
Well, and playing against better teams only makes you better.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, there's an advantage to being in a lower league so that you can win more often, but it's a good challenge.
Yeah,
right?
For sure. And I feel like they're going to rise to the challenge. It's going to be a nail biter for sure. But today at 3:30, Choctaw Stadium, which is in Arlington, not Oklahoma.
Okay. Don't go to Oklahoma.
Everyone that I've told, they're like, it's in Oklahoma. So what happened was when the Texas Rangers got that new stadium, Global Life, they kept the old one, and it's renamed Choctaw Stadium, and it's used for just miscellaneous sports events, playoff games, things like that.
It is a little confusing, though.
I know.
Because you hear Choctaw and you head to Oklahoma.
That's exactly what I was visualizing. I was so confused. But everyone come out, be loud. They need your support, and I'm super excited for the game. And there's also another big thing going on today, Nellie, and it's Black Friday.
Yes, Black Friday. Boy, if you're up for the crowds, because there are crowds, go and fight your way for some bargains.
Yeah, well, and you can also shop online if you don't want to get out there in the middle of everything. Or if you're sitting at the stadium at Choctaw Stadium, you could do a little online shopping while you're waiting.
That's true. I always like the little stores. I do. I mean, I have to say, North Park Mall is going to have some great sales today, which is amazing.
Of course.
And you just go a little bit early, you know, to beat the crowds. And it's kind of fun. There's something fun about the crowd. And, you know, just, I don't know, it's very holiday-ish.
Well, like and all the pretty decorations at North Park Mall. Those are always fun.
Well, it always reminds me when I was growing up and we went shopping for each other on Christmas, we would go Christmas Eve to Bloomingdale's, like at the last minute.
I bet that was crowded.
It was insane. It was insane, but it was kind of part of the fun. You're like, oh my God, I got to get 6 gifts really fast.
Well, that teaches you to get it done quickly, I guess.
It does. But then I frequent a lot of stores in Snyder Plaza because, you know, well, first of all, it takes you 3 hours to park. But once you do park, you can walk from store to store, like Malmalouf and El Bartlett, and they're all part of Black Friday.
Yeah, well, we always encourage you guys to shop local, support the little guys. They need your help. The big ones are just fine. They'll be fine without you, so shop local.
Yes, exactly. And I love some of the stores you found, like Baldwin Bread.
I love that store, owned by Park City's mom, Wendy Jones.
Yes.
And then, of course, Cat Noel, owned by Shannon Jed, also a Park City's mom. Mm-hmm. Just basically, I tend to go up and down Lover's Lane. That's kind of my stomping grounds.
Yeah, I agree, because it's not too far away.
Yeah, but we always have a list of local stores that we have relationships with and we know that you would love and we trust on our website at bubbalounge.net/blog. So go check that out. And if you notice any stores that you think that we should add, just send me a DM on Instagram, or you can also submit a form on our website and just let me know who you think needs to be on there.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back after this short break. Finding an oral surgeon is hard enough for yourself. And when it comes to your kids, it can feel impossible. We suggest our friends at Stewart and Orango because from emergencies to wisdom teeth and everything in between, they have you covered. Stewart and Orango are board certified with MDs who specialize in full scope oral, facial, and implant surgeries for both children and adults. Not only is their office state of the art, they lead the industry with the most advanced techniques and procedures. And when it comes to safety, they are pediatric and adult advanced life support certified and use a 3-day local anesthesia, which keeps you comfortable while limiting the use of opioids. Best part is they're conveniently located at Northwest Highway and Hillcrest Avenue. So if you want the best of Big D caliber oral care, come see the friendly staff at Stewart and Orango. To learn more about them or book your appointment, visit saoralsurgeons.com. That's saoralsurgeons.com. This holiday season, make it magical with KidBiz and The Biz, your one-stop shop for the coolest kids and tweens fashion. Located at Inwood Village at Lover's Lane in Inwood, KidBiz and The Biz offers the trendiest outfits from graphic tees and cozy sweatshirts to wide leg pants and soft loungewear for that ultimate comfort. And it's not just about clothes. Accessorize with colorful enamel jewelry or pick up playful toys and plush pals that guarantee smiles. Or gear up your young athletes with Under Armour or let the whole family travel in style with personalized John Hart luggage and travel accessories. And one more thing, mention the Bubble Lounge podcast for complimentary in-store monogramming on John Hart items. Celebrating over 30 years of bringing joy, KidBiz knows how to delight your little ones this holiday season. So head on over to KidBiz on Inwood and tick off those wish lists with gifts that keep on giving. Here's to a holiday brimming with cheer from KidBiz and The Biz, where the wonder never ends. Hey, Park City's families. We all feel that pinch of rising home insurance, don't we? But there is a solution, and it's closer than you think. Meet Kathy L. Wall, State Farm Agency. She's not just our trusted show sponsor. She's also the expert you need to navigate these unpredictable insurance waters. Why get lost in a maze of policies and rates? Kathy has a knack for simplifying it all. Call 214-350-2692 or stop by KathyLWall.com to schedule a meeting. She's ready to review your homeowner policy and pinpoint where you could be saving more money right now. We trust Kathy wholeheartedly, and once you chat with her, you'll see why. It's not just about rates, it's about trust, expertise, and peace of mind. So don't let rising homeowner insurance costs catch you off guard. Contact Kathy L. Wall State Farm Agency now at 214-350-2692 or visit KathyLWall.com. With Kathy L. Wall on your side, you'll have an agent you can trust and help secure your family's future. So you had a big week last week. You were gone most of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about your project you were working on.
Well, this project is like a project of love because I've been working on it, I think, for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
And at the time, this person who the story is about, the tailor, was alive. He is no longer with us. But it's finally come to fruition. And what happened was during the strike, when they were looking for reality TV, basically, unscripted material, we sold it to AMC. So we're doing this docuseries, and this guy was, he was a tailor to the stars, like Elvis and Marilyn Monroe and everybody in Vegas in the 70s. And then he became the biggest cocaine dealer in Vegas in the 70s. So we were interviewing people like, dancers from the Folies Bergères who remembered him, the choreographers. And then the most interesting part to me was I was hooked on the show Narcos. And we interviewed those real DEA agents.
Oh, wow. Because
they were part of it at the time. Yeah, I mean, they actually found Pablo Escobar's body. So, I mean, the stories they could tell were so interesting about Pablo and about AJ, the tailor. So it was just really fascinating. And it's fun to be an EP, executive producer. I'm also in it because I knew the tailor. So we recorded that last spring. And we've just been interviewing people like his brother, people in his life. And it's just so much fun to be sort of behind the camera instead of in front of it.
Yeah,
for most of it.
That's a very different role for you. You know, a lot of actors are producers as well because mm-hmm. they know what it's like in front, and then they get to know what looks good in the shots and a good storyline. And so I love that you're doing that as well.
Yeah, and I'm interviewing them. And if you think about it, just all the CBS stuff that I do or what we do here, you're drawing people out to tell you stories. So it's fun to sit there and ask them questions and, hear what they have to say about it.
Well, how did you come to know this man?
It's a really weird story, but another actor said to me, "You've got to meet this guy. I want you to produce this." And a lot of people come to me to produce things just because I've been in Hollywood for
sure.
So many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say, I'm not really a producer. Like, I can introduce you to people, which is what I did. I partnered with somebody on this project. I can introduce you to people, but I'm not a line producer. I'm not somebody who's putting things together myself. And he said, "You've got to meet this guy. He's going to be in town for dinner." And we met at this old mobster hangout that's closed now. And when I met him, I was sold in 5 seconds on his story because he looked like Douglas Fairbanks Jr. with like a little tiny mustache and was dressed fabulously and was just, he just drew you in, And once he started telling his story, it's pretty hard to turn down that kind of story.
Now, how does one go from a tailor to the celebrities to now a cocaine dealer?
Well, it was the 1970s, so it was a little different, and cocaine had just hit America.
Okay.
And there were not the same rules. But the interesting thing about him was he was sort of between the FBI and the mobsters. He was friends with all of them. So what's fascinating is that he survived because, Barry Seal was part of this. He was murdered. Tom Cruise played him in American Made. I mean, it's all those same people, and a lot of people ended up dead. So, it's fascinating, when you mess with the mob. So it's fascinating to see that this man actually made it.
Now, did he ever go to prison?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow. Well, when will it come out? I can't wait to see it.
Well, we're going to be shooting it until probably February.
Uh-huh.
So then it would take about 6 months to turn it around. It's a four-part docuseries.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to see it. That's going to mm-hmm. be really great. So with the writer's strike, how does that work? It ended.
Yes.
And
the actor's strike ended, too.
Okay, great. Does everyone just get straight back to work, or is there kind of like an ease back period? How does this work?
Well, a lot of shows were put on hold or canceled.
Right.
So there's not as much work to go back to. But yes, people are starting to go back to work.
Okay, cool.
It's just that there are not as many shows out there right now. And it's going to be a little bleak for you guys who like to stream this winter because things weren't made.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what kind of delay should we expect? Because everyone's so upset that their favorite shows are kind of on hold for now.
Well, as long as the strike was on. So I would say 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely going to feel it, but I'm glad everything's working out for them.
Exactly. It was all about AI, et cetera. So We're glad it's over. The strikes are over.
Good, good.
Now we can all worry about American Airlines going on strike, right? Do you know that? Right before Christmas, they're going to go on strike.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Unless they get a resolve before that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I bet they won't get it resolved. What do you think?
I don't think they will, and I'm already panicking, and I'm going to book Charles on like 3 different flights.
Yeah, because you fly a lot.
Yes, but I don't want him to get stuck.
I know.
You know, so I'm going to book backup flights.
Okay.
Just remember that, guys, whose kids are flying home. They say December 17th.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm thankful we don't really need any flights at that
time. No, you don't.
But a lot of other people do. So speaking of Charles, he's back in town for Thanksgiving.
Yes. It's been such a fun week. He brought a friend from college, and it's just been back to the frat house that my house is, and I love that.
I know. So my house has been like the fraternity / sorority house. Like both kids are having tons of friends over,
yes.
And then they kind of mesh for a few minutes and chit chat, which is super cute. And
yes.
A couple of the girls are trying out for bells, and then Alexis and her bell friend are like giving them advice, and it's fun. I've always wanted to have the teens at my house.
Has Alexis been home before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been home. Well, you know, it's so close. So she has come home a couple of times, but she came home last weekend. And, you know, I had always heard that it's an adjustment. They've been off on their own. They're very independent. They're used to eating whatever, making their own hours. I always heard that was really tough on both parties when they come back in town. But I don't know. She's definitely staying out late.
I have not found that he's so independent. I have found that he's thrilled to have like breakfast made for him and all his friends. And right before I came here, I went and I got kolaches and donuts and fruit for them. So I think there's something comforting about them coming home for them. You know,
yeah.
This is Charles's first trip home.
Right. Right.
So I think he just is like, oh my God, I'm in my bed. You know?
Yeah. I'm sure that's so comforting and cool, but. Yeah, and then Christmas, they'll be here for a whole month.
I know.
Now that's going to be interesting.
Yes.
That's a long time.
It is. Well, I look forward to it, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, speaking of the holidays, they are upon us.
They are.
And there's so many fun things to do.
Yeah.
Well, you were out of town last
yes.
week, and I went to snow days.
How was it?
Like we did last year.
Yes.
It was so fun. I think that's such a great event, something you can take everyone to, friends and family from out of town and whoever. It's like really fun.
Yeah.
It's like an art installation, I guess, is the best way to describe it. An immersive experience. That's another term I hear people use a lot. Just where you're walking around and every room has kind of a different theme and it's very Instagram worthy, which seems to be what the world's all about right now.
It's actually a great way to get your Christmas card done if you haven't done one. I swear, they're great settings for pictures.
Okay, I am determined. We've been on Christmas card hiatus for probably 5 years now because my kids were just being difficult and they never liked their pictures. And I'm determined that we are going to take one, maybe Thanksgiving Day. I really don't know, but I wish I'd had everyone there that day because you're right, really cool backdrop to take a Christmas photo.
Yeah, I might try to do it this week. Because I didn't schedule a photo.
Well, it's literally going to be us in a tripod taking a picture of ourselves. I don't have a photographer either.
I didn't think about that. I could have Charles do that. Maybe that's easy.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how that works out. But
yes.
If you need a photographer, I mean, if you need a tripod, I'm writing myself a note right here, photographer, because we need a photographer for our party.
Yes. Okay.
So the zoo, they have the zoo lights. That's really cool. I did it last year. Didn't do it this year, though, where they have all those light up animals. Now it's dark, so you can't really see the animals, but.
But I think it's really cool. And then what about Meow Wolf?
Meow Wolf is really cool. It's in Grapevine. I'm sure they're doing something for the holidays, but I haven't really seen anything specific.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a great activity to go take the family to.
Yes.
That's another one that's good for all ages.
And also just a good backdrop for photos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, it'd make some really cool photos. Snyder Plaza tree lighting.
Yes.
We
it's
love
the day
that.
Of my Christmas party.
I know. It's December 3rd. And just, we both have been going for so many years. Mm-hmm. And kind of sounds like we're both missing it this year.
I might have to like stop in just to like walk around and be the old person who's gazing at the little kids having fun.
And then I think they always have dog adoptions. So
yeah.
If you're in the market for a dog.
No, I'm not.
Look for them.
But I'm always looking for you on the street. Like whenever I'm at home and I'm sitting in the front room like looking out. I'm like, I wonder if Martha is walking the dogs.
So we literally have had these dogs over a year.
And Nelly, you never walk them?
No, not at all.
They've not been walked.
And Nelly lives one block down and she's never seen them. How crazy is that? No, they get walked. They're and they play in the backyard. They're very energetic, so they definitely need walks.
Okay.
Runs and all of the above. Oh, and then Highland Park Village.
Yes.
Tree lighting.
December 6th.
December 6th, 4 mm-hmm. to 7. Photos with Santa, all the standard stuff that you would see at a tree lighting.
Yeah. Do you all do the sleigh ride through the lights at Christmas?
It's been many years, but we've done it before. That's always fun.
We usually do it every year, so I guess we'll have to start signing up. I mean, it's crazy how fast everything's coming, which happens every year. But I have so much work. Like the reason I'm having my Christmas party so early is because then I'm leaving to shoot a movie in Tampa. And usually this is a very quiet time for me, and it's not.
That's right. Yeah. December is usually quiet mm-hmm. for you.
So it's not. December and January are already booked. So.
Oh, wow. Well, also driving around our neighborhood, you can always find great decorations.
Yes.
The crazy Santa house on Southwestern, for example.
Well, and people, have you seen it? Is it up?
Oh, I don't think.
It's probably partially up.
I think it kind of starts a little after Thanksgiving. It's a very slow process.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is it takes them a long time. But it always looks funny in the process because there'll be like headless statues outside. And like, it just looks like, what's this guy doing?
it seems like it starts with Big Tex's head up on the roof.
Which is always odd.
That
in a good way.
Definitely gets your attention. I feel like he needs a team of volunteers to help him, though, because he doesn't usually have a lot of people helping him.
No, but it seems like he's like an artist with it. It seems like he's somebody who would be like, don't touch the Santas.
Well,
I got this covered.
You're probably right, because so many of those things are antiques and collectibles, mm-hmm. and he's worked on that collection for many years, and maybe he doesn't want anyone to touch
it. And he probably knows where everything goes. I have to say, I don't know that I'd want to be across the street from him.
Well, a good friend of mine lives like two or three doors down.
Well, just because of the crowds.
Oh, I know. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's
like a parking lot.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think some of the people on the street don't love it. But yeah. I think the ones that have been there a long time have just learned to deal with it.
Yeah.
But there's huge buses with tons of people mm-hmm. stopping and unloading and coming over to look.
Yes.
He loves talking to him if he's out there. he's very nice. Very nice man. But I guess we can post cool decorations as we see them.
Yeah.
So you guys know where to go to see them.
Well, I love it because our street already is all decorated. Your street is decorated. I noticed that.
We're doing the snowflakes again.
Okay, good.
As sore subject with me. You know, when our block decided to do those, I didn't think it through very well. Like, oh, now I need to hire somebody to put them up, mm-hmm. take them down. And then you don't just stick them up. Like, there's some blocks that are just so beautiful that it turns out have a decorator that lives on the block that has coordinated the whole thing.
Yes.
So that she's literally directed the placement of them. So it looks beautiful. Ours did not have professional help. And anyways, we'll be putting those up. I need to find somebody to put them up.
Yeah. You better get on that because
I know a lot of people on the street have them up. So
yeah,
a little behind.
But you could have anybody hang them up, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be a professional Christmas tree guy.
No, it is kind of high up there, though.
Is it? Okay.
Do it well, ideally, they would need to have a cherry picker.
Well, the cherry picker?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. So one of Alexis's friends, who's just a jack of all trades, hung a lot of them last year, including ours. And then as he kept doing it, he realized a cherry picker would be worth the investment. So he rented one. And he started using it for some of my other neighbors. He had already done mine by the time he realized.
Were yours all in the low branches?
Yeah, they were lower.
It's kind of like when we decorate the tree and you need a tall person and the top is empty until somebody's on a ladder or something.
Yeah. Or remember when you had toddlers, or in my case, boxers, you can't put the good ornaments on the bottom. You had to put the non-breakable ones that are at the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to get our Christmas tree today.
You do a real one, right?
Yes.
How does that go? I was talking to one of Blake's friends the other day, and he says that they used to get a real one, but they didn't like how it dropped all the needles, and they didn't like the smell. I like the smell.
I love the smell.
Yeah.
No, I don't do fake trees. I like a real tree. Yeah. And I like the process of getting it. And we always take the old car, the 1936 car.
Oh, that's right.
And we go, so Charles's friend is in town, so we're going to do it because we feel like, oh, that's kind of traditional. And it's fun because people honk, and it's kind of cute to put the tree on top and drive. We go to Nichols and Hardy, where you spend way too much on a tree, but it's really fun and festive.
And it's convenient.
Yeah, and I got really mad at Chris because he always wanted to go to like Home Depot for a Christmas tree. And I was like, that's not festive at all.
Yeah, you're looking for an experience. Exactly. He's looking for a good deal.
Yes, you know, and there's no such thing at Nichols and Hardy, but but it's the experience, like you said.
And it is locally owned, so yes. Support local, yep. At mm-hmm. any cost. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun. Take a picture when you put it on top.
I will.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
That's so fun. And then when will you decorate it? Immediately?
I think immediately. Yeah.
So
I'm ready. I'm ready for a Christmas tree. Our Christmas lights are up. I'm ready for it. And right now, because of Thanksgiving, I had pumpkins and the white Christmas lights out. It's sort of like a combo, uh-huh. You know, a transition.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Now I'm ready for full-on Christmas.
Just full-on, right? Mm-hmm. Well, see, nobody ever helps me decorate our tree. My whole mm-hmm. family's like, nope, don't feel like doing it. And so I have a friend in LA that helped me for several years, and we would have so much fun. We'd mm-hmm. make Christmas cocktails and laugh and have good music on while the rest of the family just sat around watching TV.
Yeah.
And he hasn't been able to come for a while, but he's coming, I think, December 9th, a little bit into December. Mm-hmm. So I'm debating if I'm really going to wait to decorate it because I really want to get it done.
I think you're going to get it done.
You did, yeah, yes, before he gets here.
Are you guys here for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Okay, we're going to the Hamptons, so I that's why I want a tree soon as well, because you won't be here.
Yeah, that you know? Makes sense.
And I'm kind of weird this way. A lot of people keep their Christmas tree up after Christmas. I really don't like, for some reason, whenever a holiday's over, like when Halloween's over, I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah,
it's done.
Right.
Take everything down. And I feel the same way about Christmas. Like, you know, really just a couple days after, maybe into New Year's, and that's it. Then I want it out.
Yeah. I usually take it down New Year's Day mm-hmm. if I'm not too tired from whatever I did the night before.
Yeah.
I like to get it down pretty quickly, too.
Yeah. It just feels like sad. It feels sad when it's over.
I agree. There's, you know? There's so much buildup, and everything just feels all warm and fuzzy and festive and cute. Yep. And then, like, as soon as Christmas is over, it feels different.
Well, and our tree dies. Like, a real tree does tend to die. And, like, the it starts drooping, the branches, uh-huh. and it just looks like a sad state.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Like, it's weeping. That's what it looks like.
The weeping pine tree.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's about it for today, but we want to go back and revisit this party thing.
Yes.
Because we really want you guys to come.
We do. So, it's November 30th, and the address?
6 to 8 p.m. I'm afraid I don't have the address right here, but it's at Royal and Preston over by Central Market. Mm-hmm. So this is getting out of the bubble, guys. You're going to have to pack the chuck wagon, load up, and make the trek all the way to Preston or Royal.
Drive 5 minutes.
But we know
kill ya.
We have faith. We know you can do it.
Yes.
It's a beautiful part of town. You can go grocery shopping right afterwards. So you have an excuse to be up that way anyways, right?
Food and cocktails. What more can we say?
Hat bar, yeah. Bourbon bar. Bring your husband or significant other. Bring a male guest with you.
Yes.
Because like we keep saying, it's very male friendly. We did that on purpose because our male listeners have grown quite a bit with all the football stuff that we've been sharing this semester. And so we wanted to pick a venue that appealed to both men and women. So yeah. Please come out.
We'd love to see you. And happy holidays, everybody.
Yes. Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And we'll see you next Thursday.
That's been another episode of The Bubble Lounge. I'm Nellie Sciuto.
And I'm Martha Jackson. And we'll catch you next time.